If you are interested in literature, then Todmorden University of the Third Age has two groups which will enable you to explore your passion further. Prose and poetry groups are in place to promote debate and enjoyment of works. Regarding the book group, I like to think we are a bit more than a book group. Certainly, the last question of every meeting, if I remember to ask it, is, would we rate that as good literature? Writes group convener Anthony Peter. There are currently 11 of us, which means that we all have a chance to contribute without fear of intimidation or ridicule. And we have an informal lunch club after our meetings. It's what learning's all about, he says. And regarding the poetry group, Todmorden U3A poetry groups meet to discuss poetry that is published, not our own, writes convener Lynn Taylor. The poetry appreciation group meets on the second Friday of the month from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Todmorden Community Resource Centre. A theme is chosen for the following meeting, from which we each source a published poem and bring copies. Then we read, to some degree analyse, discuss and enjoy. The Poetry Enjoyment Group meets every fourth Thursday of the month, again 11 to 12:30 p.m. at the Resource Centre. It is a little less formal than the Poetry Appreciation Group. In both groups we may not have similar tastes, but we are of like mind and happy to be open to each other's choices. For both groups, much of the enjoyment is searching for a poem to meet a theme, and we all agree that we wouldn't spend the time rummaging through poetry books in search of an appropriate poem if we weren't in the groups. It is a self-imposed and unavoidable pleasure. What is poetry? A poem is a written communication between poet and reader to express feelings and ideas that are sometimes portrayed in a subtext. As convener, I am delighted to be with other poetry aficionados, reading poetry in convivial company. It's a lovely way to spend a morning. Thanks very much to them and everyone for making these meetings such a joy.